In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Forgive me just one moment, I forgot one item inside. Come, ye feast lovers, let us extol with hymns the assembly of the forefathers, Adam, the first father, Enoch, Noah, and Melchizedek, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and those after the law, Moses, Aaron, Joshua, and Samuel, and with them, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, and the 12 prophets, with Elijah and Elisha, and all the rest, and Zechariah, the Baptist, and those who preach Christ, the life and resurrection of our race. This is a hymn that was sung last night at Vespers for the feast of the holy forefathers of Christ, which were many of whom were just listed. This is the first sign that the Nativity is drawing near. And it's fitting that it greets us as feast lovers. Come, ye feast lovers. Because that's what our gospel is about today. A great banquet to which many were invited. And most of those who were invited gave some really lame excuses why they couldn't come. I bought a field, so I have to go look at it. You can look at it another time. I bought an ox. So what? I just married a wife. Bring her along. And brothers and sisters, I hate to break it to you. You know, it goes through the A-list, those who are invited first, and then it says, go out into the streets and the lanes, the B-list. Okay? And then, go out to the highways and the hedges and compel the people there to come in. Now, the people who are in this C-list, we'll call them, the further ones out, these people were likely thieves or lepers or other people outside of normal society. That's us. That is us. Those unsavory characters. We are invited also. And we are compelled to come to the feast. And so we have. Because today we celebrate the feast of the Eucharist. And as with any feast, any fancy dinner, there are certain things that we do to get ready, to prepare ourselves. Number one thing I do when I know that I'm going to a really nice dinner is I don't eat a big lunch. Because I know that the food that I'm going to get there is way better than whatever I'm going to prepare for myself. And so in preparation to receive the feast of the Holy Eucharist, Christ's body and blood that he gives to us for our nourishment, we fast on Sunday mornings and any other day we celebrate the Eucharist. Because this food, the body and blood of Christ, is far better than whatever we could prepare for ourselves. The next thing that I do when I'm preparing for a nice dinner is I clean myself up. Maybe I've been working out in the yard, getting my hands greasy on my kid's bicycle, or whatever it is, I need to clean up. Get the grease off, get the dirt off, maybe take a shower. And we do the same thing before we come to the Feast of the Eucharist. We have the sacrament of confession. to divest ourselves from any of that gunk that we had built up through the course of our daily lives. And we strive to live a pure life in moderation to limit that gunk that we build up in our daily lives. The next thing that I do to get ready for a great banquet is I get dressed. And I don't just throw on shorts and sandals and, you know, t-shirt that I wore the previous day. No, I dress nicely. I dress nicely, not because I want people to look at me and say, "Ooh, there's a nice dresser," but because that is what is appropriate for the occasion. And so too, when we come to the feast of the Eucharist, we put on our Sunday best. That's a thing. Not because we want everyone to look at us and say, "Wow, you must have a lot of money because you bought that nice dress or fancy suit or whatever." Not that we want other people to think about us, because that's not the point. The point is Christ, who has offered himself to us. And so we dress nicely because that is what is appropriate for the occasion, for coming to receive Christ's body and blood. And the last thing that I do as I arrive to the banquet feast is that I come with joy and gratitude at being invited. This is a joyful thing. And so let us not come with resentment, with anger, with frustration. We're going to sing in just a moment the cherubic hymn, "Let us now lay aside all earthly cares," because we know what we are here to do, or really, rather, what God is here to do for us. Now, I make this comparison not because the Eucharist is like other fancy dinners like Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever else, but because these feasts and any other nice dinner is an extension of this feast. That Christmas and Thanksgiving, going out to a nice restaurant at somebody's promotion or whatever, these are an imitation of the divine feast. And this gets extended even further to these fancy dinners, also to just our dinner at home with friends and family. Okay. Having lunch with coworkers is an extension of this divine feast. Indeed, our whole life ought to be an extension of this celebration of the Eucharist, of communion with God that transfigures our life. So let us approach today with thanksgiving, with joy, not making excuses, but being grateful at God's great love and mercy for us. Amen.